Blog Talk Radio. I don't know whether I'm dead or alive today, but I think I'm alive, everyone. So, hi! It's Bonnie and Susan. We are here with you today, this Tuesday. Our super full moon was last night, and I think it's still there today because I can feel the pull. But I wanted to tell
I just got through telling everybody you didn't have a nervous breakdown getting us on the air. So, yay!
Well, I've got to tell you, I even pulled, sister, you're going to have to, I'm throwing something out at you before we actually introduce ourselves. Every day before the show, I don't know if you all know this, and I'm looking at the name Junebug here. So Junebug, I don't know if you know this, but we throw a tarot card. Yesterday, the tarot card, and I don't think I read it, was the Empress, and that was for everybody in our show. So when I pull it, I would hope that it means something to everybody that comes, everybody that talks, everybody that's in chat. And I know Susan
told me. That's the tone for the show.
Yeah. Well, guess what I just pulled, thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to pull the tower card. Guess what
All
I
right.
just pulled. Guess what I pulled. I pulled the Three of Cups. The Three of Cups is a celebration card. So
Love it.
I know. It's three beautiful goddesses all dancing, having
birth
a cup
of ideas, new creative projects, good times, friendship, celebration. How perfect.
I know, but you know, I kind of feel like the two of these cards are linked. I'm putting them on top of each other. So, Miss Tarot, if you were pulled the Empress card and the Three of Cups, tell me what your reading would be for this week.
Oh, you mean for okay. Well, it would be a creative period full of brand new imaginative ideas, a woman that's in control of her life or a partnership or a project, and fruitful labors full of lots of joy, fun. So you pull those two cards, it means that a woman's getting ready to rock a new creative idea, be happy about it, or if we're talking about a woman's project, it's going to unfold in a lot of wonderful creative ideas and a lot of joy, a lot of fun. Very cool.
I love that. I know. I pulled that, and I got to tell everybody that I pull it right before the show, so whatever meaning it means for you, I'm hoping everybody takes away something. And we really don't pull too many really tough cards on the show, so it must mean that the show rocks a lot of really cool, intuitive people, although, I mean, just...
Oh,
I don't want to jinx and start pulling swords out. I want those swords to stay away from me.
Yeah, that's it. You pulled the card. Let's leave it at that. And you got the show up, you got past all the problems. We're going to have fun and joy. I just put in chat to let everyone know that we still are on summer hours until October because everyone yesterday, and we apologize for that, is that everyone was because we had so much trouble getting on air, and then chat was in and out and in and out and in and out, that when we closed at 2:30, it was like the comments were, what, the show's over? And so we want to make sure everyone knows that we're still on summer hours, an hour and a half. We do go over a little, but we're going to stay on those hours until October.
Well, thank you, sister. I appreciate you telling them that. So anyway,
did you want to do it?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, you've just been talking for the last 15 minutes. You must be a chatty Kathy today. So,
you keep on forgetting to tell them. So it's like I put it in chat and announced it at the beginning of the show, Miss Space Shot.
I do appreciate that because I get so carried away and I get so caught up in everything that I'm doing and everything I'm saying. Again, I'm going to tell everybody in chat that I can't chew gum, listen to spirit, write, think and talk at the same time. So you don't see me writing in chat very much, and that's what Susan does well. She can write, chew, talk, and chat at the same time.
And chew gum.
And chew gum. I just love that about Susan. And so I am glad that we have someone that, and usually Kelly's in also. I think Kelly's got some kid issues, and I'm hoping that they are all coming to a forefront, and then she can come back and run chat because she's so much fun, and I know she misses
it. Yeah, Kelly, when it comes to the tech issues, Kelly's kind of our ass saver. And
yeah.
So she's got you put your grandchildren in school, right?
No, our grandchildren are too young. Actually, she has two children. So, but I was going to say our
children. Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, when you said that she covers our ass, I was going to say she covers our assets. So,
well, there you go. Our assets.
So, I send my love and all our shout out to Kelly, and we hope that you get back soon. But anyway,
yeah.
if you don't know who or what we are. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and my co-host is Susan Z today, and we are here to absolutely hear you, talk to you, be with you, chat with you, and have fun with you. So let me tell you what I do, and then Susan will tell you what she does and how to get a hold of us. I want to tell everybody right now, we are taking callers, so get on, because 90 minutes goes quickly. We have a few people on right now, and you are going to get in. But if you're ready to call, good girl, keep coming, because we are going to take, and we're not going to talk as long today because we are shortening the shows for the summer. So we want you to get on, and we are going to start taking callers as soon as we go through our tirade about how to get a hold of us. So anyway, I am Bonnie Albers from Bonnie Albers on Air. I am an RN, a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor, a therapist, and my specialty is love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But the thing I rock the best and what I love the best and what I want to do all the time is I am a psychic spirit medium. And I'll tell you, I've had spirit here. I really haven't had a whole lot coming back from this trip. But when I pulled that card of the Three of Cups, somebody's here with me. So somebody's trying to celebrate, or if there's a birthday out there, an anniversary out there, a birth out there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably waiting for the caller. Yeah, waiting for the somebody's going to call in. I'll bet you that person that spirit you draw in is just it knows they're going to get hooked up with you and going to be right there waiting for them.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, sister. So you can get a hold of me on Facebook. I changed my Facebook name. It's crazy and stupid, but somebody advised me to do it. And I'm not happy.
I don't get any of your messages anymore. I guess I'm going to have to go to your new Facebook. None of the show announcements or anything. So I guess I'm going to have to friend you on your new Facebook thing.
I don't know. I'm just not understanding why it's not getting up there because I changed it in Blog Talk. So I'm not quite sure why, but we're going to try working with that, and they won't let me switch it back for another 60 days. So in 60 days, I'm going to have to go through all this again because I'm changing it back to my regular name, which is Bonnie Mosenter Albers. But right now you're going to find me on Bonnie Albers Mosenter. It's just a switch of my maiden name and my married name, and yes, I am still married. I just
I guess I'll just have to find you and friend you then.
I don't know what's going on because I'm seeing everybody else's. I just don't know if you're all seeing mine. Anyway, if you just leave me a message there, just friend me. You'll hopefully get the shows. I'm hoping they're up. And if you want to get a hold of me by email, it's balbers714@aol.com. Just leave me a line. I do private sessions. I do counseling. I do before Susan do.
I do
counseling, and I love that. I help people in all aspects of life. I also do readings. I bring through spirit when I can, if they're here. And just, you know, email me, and I'll let you know what a reading is. But I do have to tell you, if you're going to rock anything from tarot to Akashic Records, both Susan and I, Susan will do a heck of a tarot job. I shouldn't say that because it sounds not good. Susan, you do a great tarot job. Anyway, I'll let you tell what you do before I start getting into some bad stuff. So, honey, I love you. And she is my go-to girl. Of course, all my co-hosts are. We all use each other. We love Leslie. We love Annabelle. We love Brenda. We love Ron. We love Kelly. All of us.
Oh, they're awesome. Awesome, yeah. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, we use Andrew Romine. We use Mike Perry, who you haven't really heard yet. He was one of my first partners. He actually started the show. So he'll be back. He's, you know, it's about a year hiatus that he took, but he's coming back also. Anyway, please get a hold of
having
us.
Babies.
I have a baby. He's got to stop because he's too young. I just can't understand it. I keep thinking I'm too young, and yet I have older kids. So, Susan, tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you do. And please do not forget your website, because you've got such cool stuff on it. I want to get into taking callers, but before I do, I need you to tell them what you have, what you offer.
Oh, well, thanks, Bonnie. Well, I want to say hello to everyone in our listening audience and, of course, everyone in chat. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's radio cohort in metaphysical fun and crime. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret your life soul journey, and I can help you open your Akashic soul records. I have almost 20 years' experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach like Bonnie, a holistic therapist, and an emotional, she always forgets to say that, an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author, of the published book, Soul Window,
Susan.
Secrets from what?
Susan?
Yes?
If we had to put all of our initials on one card, both of us would have back problems.
We couldn't do it. I know. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. So, okay, let me finish this. It's like that's because we've done a lot. We're old enough that we've got a lot of experience behind us. And so, yes, yes. And, of course, you know, you're a 16-year-old genius, so we'll just say that.
Thank you.
I love you for that. Yeah, we want everyone to know that, you know, you're not just calling in to speaking to someone with just psychic abilities, not that that wouldn't be the greatest thing, but we also have a lot of practical counseling and therapy background, which, you know, we like everyone to realize when we're talking to them. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which is available at Amazon.com. It's a great book that crosses
Susan?
About what?
Susan, who did you say wrote that book?
I wrote that book.
Well, I'm sorry, but you couldn't have written it without me because I actually channeled that book.
You keep on saying you channeled it, but, you know, so far I haven't been able to find your name in that book. I just
well,
don't. I.
That's because, you
because
won't find
it before
that,
I met you.
That is because nobody has actually sent them to me to sign, and then you're going to see my name in our book.
That's true. That's true. So anyway, if you're interested in a good book, I mean, that really kind of explains your life cycle from a spiritual and a psychological perspective. As Bonnie has mentioned before, she took it with her to a convention of psychologists, right?
Yeah, do you think I could probably say this? I'm going to say it now. I am so excited. I need you to let me talk. Yes, I need you to let me talk. Otherwise, I'm going to scream.
Okay.
Anyway, and you don't want to hear that. Mars is running through my communication house this next 2 weeks.
God,
be careful. Anyway, Kelly made it into chat. We want to say hello to Kelly. Welcome back, girlfriend. I don't even know what to say to you, Kelly, because I needed you so bad. All of the technical problems happened yesterday and today. But thank God we made it through. But Kelly, we miss you, not only just for technical problems, but because you are our missing chat girl. and you read so well. We all miss you, and thanks. We see you back. But anyway, to let you know, Susan's book, in fact, I had a client the other day, and I asked her to please purchase the book because it does explain. I do Western medicine. Susan's much more Eastern, but that's why we make such a good pair. You know, I never thought about that, Susan. It's like I can never figure out whether I'm Western or Eastern, but now I figured it out. I'm Western, you're Eastern. And we kind
of a little bit of both.
Yeah. And I do both also. So, but I wanted to tell you, this book actually, in layman's terms, explains what you're going through all throughout your life. We explain it in the Western medicine realm in different hormonal stages and different stages of life. But actually, Susan and I explain it in really soul windows, which everyone metaphysical and not metaphysical can really understand. And that's why I take it with me to all of the conventions I go to any lecture that I'm asked to speak to PhDs, MDs, DOs, and so forth, nurses, doctors, because it really explains emotionally what's going on with the physical component. And I just love that. So, Susan, my hat's off to you.
Thank you, sweetie. It's like you do such a better job at explaining my book than I do. It's like that gift of gab you have. I guess maybe you might have channeled that book. I think maybe I might have to think about that for a while.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I want to tell everybody how they can reach me. My website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, WHITEWINGS.com. My email address is szrich@aol.com. You can reach me for tarot readings, for Skype, email, phone, and also Akashic readings on career, romance, general questions, for half hour, hour, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And there you have it.
You are so reachable, girlfriend. But now I'm going to go to the caller since I did say we weren't going to. We really have a great subject.
We really don't have time today to discuss what we were going to discuss. Let's roll right into our callers.
You know what? I got to tell you something, sister. I really, really feel like we need to talk about the subject we have, but I'll save it for either at the end or if we don't have time, we'll begin Monday with it. But I want everybody to know what the subject is when you see karmic ties or pulls here on Earth, like, you know, I resonate with the number 24. I never did before, but if you think about it, and I'm not going to go into it, but my kids were born both on the 24th. Now I've got a guy that my daughter likes that's born on the 24th. One of her friends died on the 24th. So when you see things like that, it really shows your soul family or that we're really connected. I know Susan's got a point that she wants to bring out about it, and it's just the coolest thing when we see signs here on Earth. And we're able to know from past lives, from this life, from what we're supposed to do when those signs appear. Don't you think that's cool, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. It's like little messages from your higher self.
Yeah.
That you're involved with your soul family, that you just met somebody with your soul family, or a reminder to you, like Doreen Virtue's angel numbers. You know, that's a perfect example. But you know, like why you're sometimes, you know, people are drawn towards a particular genre of movie or books or kind of people or sports. You know, it's like those are all karmic messages that we're getting.
I wonder who I was before I take the first caller. I wonder who I was. I love being the umpire behind first base. I mean, I think I'm the coolest thing when I'm behind first base. Of course, I have not first base, home plate. I did that for my son when he was between 16 and 18, and man, those kids were like in that league. They were better than for me watching a major league game. But I'm telling you, I must have been somebody. You know,
who knows? Maybe you were Babe Ruth in your last life.
Maybe I was baby Ruth, honey. I was always a girl, so I think I might have rocked the female league. But yeah, I mean, it's just too cool. So, and one other thing I want to say, and we'll talk about on Monday, because I love having these shows. But I just saw again. I don't know why I'm drawn to Coast to Coast, but they did a whole thing on narcissism. And what was funny is if you took the narcissism test. But, you know, a lot of our presidents and all of our...
No.
But I'm going to tell you, the first line was to recognize the narcissist. The narcissists are, you know, also necessary for certain, you know, like presidents are narcissistic, our Congress people. And when they take it, they're very high. It said 80% of our college students were higher narcissists than they were in 1980. But when it said that... A clue of a narcissist is when a person changes the talk around to them. Everything relates to them. I thought, Lord, Susan, you better say I'm a narcissist.
I bet you passed that test.
I didn't take it, girlfriend, but I was afraid to. All right, I'm going to take the first caller. And the first caller, if I'm right, I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm going to take this caller. I am hoping to goodness. That's really weird because I'm disconnected. It says that another user came in as Bonnie Albers on air. So I don't know if, Kelly, you signed in. I know you signed as a co-host, but it kicked me off. So if anybody's looking.
Kelly said that she couldn't hear, so she was getting off and she was signing back in again.
Okay, I'm going to try that. But anyway, I'm going to take this caller. This caller kind of saved my life in the last week before I came home. Susan, so I know this caller has to be for you. So, hi, Diana?
Hello.
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 Who are we speaking to?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Wait a minute.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to take, I can't quite grab her, so I'm going to take 786. 786. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Who is this?
This is Samantha. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, how are you? Did we go through the Tabitha thing? Did you and I go through the
Tabitha?
Yes, we did. Oh, hi. So I won't do that again because I know that's only fun once. So how are you, Samantha?
I'm doing really, really good. I'm feeling really good. And I think when you ladies were talking about a celebration or something, I thought it was me. I'm not sure because today is my little sister's birthday.
Oh, you know what? I've got to tell you something. Is there a female in spirit close to you, a mother or grandmother?
That would be my grandma.
Because I feel like, I've got somebody here. And it's so funny because the thing is when I pull a card, it's for everybody. So I'm sure there's more people that can actually bring it. You know, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of celebrations in this audience today. But I got to tell you something. I do see I do see an elderly woman. Actually, it's one step back. She is with me. She's showing me a cake. It's not a really big cake. Probably about 8 inches, and it's got a lot of black and purple on it. So it's white cake with like I don't know that it's black, but it's got purple and it's got a couple flowers, and she's handing it right over to me, but it has black candles on it. So I'm not sure what symbol that is or if it's a symbol from her, but she is sending a cake, and she is saying that, is it a little sister that you have?
Yeah, she's turning 18 today.
Yeah, little sister, and she's saying...
Oh, what a great age.
Yeah, because she's older than me. And what she's saying is keep a watch out for her. She said she's saying she's my little girl. Did she die when your little sister was young?
Yes.
Yeah, she said she's my little girl, and now I don't know if that's for you or her, but she said, keep it in the family. So I don't know what that means, but that is what she's saying to me. I don't know what keep it in the family means and what family she's talking about. but she's saying, please keep it in the family. So she's handing this cake over. She's really excited that you have it. And is there going to be a little celebration?
Yes, today.
And what she's saying is there's a few people that are going to be there. There's not a big group coming, right?
No.
Okay. She'll be there.
Oh, so I'm hoping, so happy to hear that.
Yeah, and she says she celebrates every holiday with you. Her favorites, and she's showing me Thanksgiving, which is my favorite too, but she's showing me like a big cornucopia of things, so I'm assuming that's Thanksgiving. And birthdays, she's showing me the birthday cake. So I would assume these are the holidays that you'll really find her with you, and she'll be in your home, she'll be with you. And if you give her, you know, the hello grandmom a bit, she said that you'll know she's there.
I'm so happy to hear that.
So I'm going to ask her to step back, but I'm so happy that you called, because I've had this spirit with me, and I mean, I know she's here with me right now. And when I pulled the card, I knew there'd be several people celebrating something. So I'm glad I could bring her through for you. She's also handing me a flower for you, and it looks like a yellow flower. And it's so funny because usually, you know, I would say it was a daisy, but it's not, because it's yellow. The whole flower is yellow. It doesn't look like a daffodil, but it looks like a yellow flower. And she's kind of handing it, pushing it in my face. You. So I don't know what that symbol is, but she's handing it to her, but it's like a forceful hand, like give it to her. So
that's my grandma. She's short, but she's forceful. She's a powerful little woman.
Yeah, and that's what she did. Woo! Like right to me. And she said that she'll appear more and more with when you acknowledge her. Okay.
That's so good. Oh my gosh, you're gonna make me cry. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I mean, I wanted to know a little about like the Akashic Records, but this is great.
Well, Susan, did you want to do an Akashic Record? How old are you, Samantha? Again, are you, you're 20. You're young.
26.
Yeah, 26.
Okay. Have I opened them for you before?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, we can go ahead and do that if you want.
Oh, I would greatly appreciate it.
Sure, okay.
I hate that because now you get to talk.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to have to grin and bear it for a while. But try to keep quiet while I'm doing this, okay, sweetie?
All right. You know what? I'm going to run and grab a cup of coffee because I can't wait to hear this, but I can already feel it. And so I'm going to shake off your grandmom real quick and get a cup of coffee, and I'll be right back with you in 1 second. You won't even know I left because I'm pretty quiet, but then I can't keep my mouth shut. So I'll be back.
No,
you have 1 minute. You have 1 minute.
Okay. Well, you know, because you're young. Okay. So you open your Akashic Soul Records, not much of it will have been unfolded. Most of it will be what you're planning. To let you know that you're in a soul window. This is a kind of when you first start going into grown-up ideas, okay, you come out of, you said you were 26, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's like you kind of start letting go of your young girl notions. You still hang on to them almost up until 30. That's why 30 is such a pronounced birthday for both men and women, but mostly women. It's when nesting instincts start taking over. We start thinking in terms of choices that we make for partners. You know, instead of G, he really dances really cool, drives a cool car, he's got pretty eyes. You start thinking in terms of, is he going to be a good father, a good provider, or, you know, what's the future going to look like for him, and how does he make me feel? So you're right. You've been in it for maybe, I'd say maybe 2-3 years, where your wants and desires. Yeah, there she is, coffee girl. So your wants and desires have started to change. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you is that what do you do for a career?
Well, I'm working in retail right now, but I want to go back to working in a school with children. I worked for a short time doing after school care, but I really want to go back to that, and I only left because the money wasn't enough.
What did you do before?
I worked with kids in a school doing after school care.
Okay, after school. Okay. What would you consider your gifts?
Getting to understand people, like I can sometimes feel things around people, like what they're thinking, but what emotions they're feeling. And I think I'm good with kids, and I really want to help people with those skills that I think I have.
Okay. And what is it that you like the most about yourself?
That I'm caring. I mean, I thought my personality was something that everyone possessed, or just being able to communicate with people effectively is something I assumed everyone had. But as I got a little older, I found out that it's not. They have it, but some people just don't choose to use that skill. And I can't imagine not using it.
Okay. It's interesting when your book opened, all right, which, you know, I tell everybody in the Akashic Soul Records that it's written in a form that I can't generally
read.
Yeah, Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie, go ahead, read it.
Only Bonnie can read. Well, do you really want to know? I can read it. I can see one of your lives. So if you want me to go, and I will start talking to you and telling you that, Susan, did you want to tell them the tool?
Okay,
but I will tell her what.
So anyway, Bonnie may be able to read them, okay, as she thinks that she can do everything. I cannot, all right? So I get them in metaphors, all right? And the metaphors are in symbols, and then what your higher self does for me is interpret them, what the symbols mean, okay? And because you're so young, all right, it's interesting because the first thing that they show as a tool, okay, is a beautiful rose, okay, but it's a bud, all right? It's not, this bud hasn't bloomed yet. All right, and what that rose represents is seeing the beauty of humanity. Okay, of seeing the beauty around you. You have the ability to see the best in everyone, except yourself, Samantha. And that's what the unblossomed bud means. Okay, and that's what you're here to do in this life, is to this amazing, beautiful, caring heart that you have for everyone. Okay, is it will blossom open the older that you get, and what you want to be sure is to make sure that within that bud, that you start being kinder to yourself, thinking of seeing the beauty of you, the beauty within, the power that you have. Because, you know, we look at flowers as these delicate things and beauty, and they blossom, and I'm a big one. I don't like cut flowers. I like living flowers. But the thing is, I like that too.
I don't like cut flowers either, because I just think that they die. That's so cool.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just, you know, I mean, and that's that, you know, that's just, they're here to be shared. Okay. And they're going to die anyway. I mean, whether you pick them or not. With you, what you want to see is the power of the amazing process of what happens when a rose blooms, okay? And a rose, and rose bushes have thorns. You know, there's so many varieties, so many different colors, and that's what represented is your tool, is that you are getting ready to have a life, okay? It hasn't even really opened up for you yet, and as far as the tools that you're going to use. And the first thing that I hear is that you need more education, okay, that before that flower is going to bloom. Whatever it is that you need, if you like working with children, then you need to ask the divine to help show you, whether it's certification, whether it's college, whether it's whatever it is, whether it's you know, getting a teaching degree, whatever it takes. But that's the first thing what I'm hearing in terms of this flower. This flower is going not to be in full bloom until probably you're about your 40s. Okay, so right now you're kind of like this beautiful little bud that has all this power and potential and energy within you that is so beautiful, but it's also very, very much focused on wanting you to see the beauty of you. And because you cannot give to people on the way that you want to give until you actually have it within yourself. You see it within yourself. That's what happens with wounded healers, is that they choose a career because they are missing that part of them in order to fulfill and to learn. And it's like, and if they don't recognize that, then somewhere along the line, that career collapses in on them. They either lose their gifts or it doesn't work out. But that's your tools, is to literally see the beauty of everything and everyone around you. Now, your foundations that you came in here, okay, the reason that you're so drawn towards children is because of innocence, okay? Children still have one foot on the other side. They're still with the divine, okay? They get it. They know what we're here to do. We're here to love. We're here to experience being one with everyone, that in compassion and caring. And that is by nature what this rosebud represents in terms of blooming, okay? But your foundations, and I hear it in your voice, and so does everyone else, Samantha. Okay, there is a sadness that you have in your voice. For 26 years old, you carry a sadness of a very, very old woman. Okay, and why you do is it because the foundations that you came in is that you carry past life experiences of child slavery. Okay, of child working, children abuse, children being in Roman days, children being tossed aside because you can't feed them. in the Greek tribals, that if they weren't perfect, that they were murdered at birth. You carry all of these imprints, all of these imprints. And this is, you have to release that in this life, okay, and to see the beauty of what you can offer to children that you are exposed to, the living children, and understand that this is all a dream. None of this is real. And everything that you experienced was to help you have compassion for the people that were put in those situations that were exposed where the children were concerned. Because by nature, humanity and humans are not made to be cruel to the innocent and those that are cannot defend themselves. So every situation that you were put in, it was a circumstance that where the adults had, you had to learn how to have compassion for them. So this is kind of your life journey right now. And you're also in this life, the more that you work with children, the more joy will come into your life. And that heavy, sad imprint that you carry in your voice, in your body, will start lifting somewhere probably in your 30s. And your voice will become lighter, your energy will become lighter, and you will begin to really, really understand what your path is here for.
Samantha?
You
have any questions or that you'd like to say before I release the Kraken?
No, but I honestly, everything that you said, it all resonates with me. I mean, even when I was a kid, my mom used to say I have a really old soul, and I used to think that, okay, that doesn't make any sense, but as I got older, I used to see how people would treat kids and other people, and it really hurt me in a physical way. Like, I couldn't understand. I've had instances where I've literally had to help an older woman off the floor because she fell, and people were walking around me, and I was yelling and crying and asking them to help me get her up, and they just walked past me, and I was so angry. I'm like, God, what is wrong with these people? Like, I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cry now.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's the innocence, and that's you're in this lifetime. You're wanting to release all of that memory, and the only way that you've chosen a path on how to release that is the innocence of children.
Release the Kraken!
The Kraken!
Please release me, or I'm going to release myself. Oh my.
Okay, she's opened her own gate. Everyone look out.
Okay, now I can say it. Well, you know, the thing is, what's interesting is when your grandmother shoved the flower at me, I couldn't tell what it was, and I still don't think it was a rose. That's different, but it was a flower, and I couldn't tell exactly what flower it was. So it was interesting that Susan saw a flower opening up. But what really I felt when she was talking, my whole heart chakra was resonating green. So I knew that you in this lifetime are here to love and to love children and to love yourself, which is what everybody's supposed to do. But I mean, I don't see that often. I don't really see the green like hitting me this hard. But I will tell you that Spirit is showing me a junior college. They're showing me you walking in to a financial office, and them actually, because I know that there's issues, that they're actually offering you something, because there are, it's called, I think, Susan, you gave me the writersgrant.com, and and you can find grants that will give you, with no payback, that degree that you need, because I could see the degree you need.
There's a site that you can look up for women's grants mm-hmm. for women. If you're single and you're low income, there's tons of them out there, tons that will help you pay for you, especially if you're talking about wanting to help, like maybe disabled children or something like that. I mean, absolutely, if they're out there.
And I also see you going into the school, and they will help you, because there are all kinds of things that they will set up, programs that the federal government has. And I know that, you know, you work, so that's not an issue, but they will have they'll have federal programs that'll let you get your foot in the door with the degree that you need. So please check it out. I really feel like you have to.
Oh my God, you're so right. I actually went to my school. I haven't attended for a while because of money issues, but when I went, they said, okay, you have to reapply. And I was planning on doing it actually next week. So, I mean, you're absolutely right, because I know I need a better education, and I am planning on doing that. It's just I've had a lot of setbacks, but I'm determined to get my college education and my degrees.
You're going to get it, and you're going to get it one way or the other, but you've got to, even if it's you take one class a semester, it's that you're doing it which is going to move you forward. So I want to tell everybody.
And I think the schooling, as you're doing the schooling, is where your job opportunity is going to show up. It's like that people that are looking for whoever, they actually go to the schools and they say, who do you have available that we would like to take in an apprentice while they're going to school? And you may end up picking up someone that will pick up the tab for your schooling if you make a commitment to stay with them for 2 or 3 years, like they do with nursing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that whatever you do, it's there. You have to go find it. It's there for you. The door will open very quickly, and you need to go there, because that's what they're showing me. I also want to tell everybody real quick that I've been kicked out of chat at least 15 times. So I do want you to know that I'm trying really hard to keep connecting, but that I appreciate all of you in chat. So I hope, Samantha, that we've helped you out. We've given you a little bit about everything. So have a happy birthday for your little sister, and get into that school. Okay?
It was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
It was a pleasure opening your records. Yeah, very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Samantha. We don't meet people all the time with the kind of heart that you have, although all of our listeners, chatters, and callers do have a great heart, but it was amazing what I saw. So thank you for letting us in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a good day, honey.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye. Oh, I just love that. I mean, if you could have seen the green that I saw, Susan, I knew what was coming up. And that's why what's funny is, when you pull in things, my brain pulls in things, and it was pretty cool what I saw. So I love that. And that's why I said I could tell you what I saw, but it doesn't mean it's the same thing as you see. So, but it's kind of around the same thing. I mean, my goodness, I gave her a flower.
Yeah, it means the same thing. We just see them differently.
Yeah. And the thing is that I saw the tools of, like, oh my gosh, there were so many pencils and crayons and all kinds of stuff. It was just amazing. So I know she's going to be on the right path. I know her soul journey will take her on the right path. And if she listens, because she's got a pretty big intuitive heart there, she will get
mm-hmm.
on the right path. So, all right, I'm going to take a 720. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie and Susan. This is Ivatar. How are you guys today?
Hi, Ivatar. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad I called the show today.
Why, so are we. How can we help you out today, Ivatar?
Well, one of the reasons why I'm so happy that I called the show is because both of you seem to have so many gifts, and so do I. And it seems like...
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you share your gifts? Because we share ours. Tell everybody what gifts you have.
Well, I have a really good gift of discernment. I have a very strong connection with celestial bodies. I have a very strong connection with nature.
I love that.
I'm writing a book. I'll be graduating next year in holistic health. I've been studying, you know, different modalities. And lately, I've been getting the urge to paint, and this has been for like maybe 4 or 5 years. I've had the urge to do it, but I haven't actually done it yet.
Yeah, because you know what, Ibitar, you're going to paint soul impressions. I have this feeling that the impressions and why you are going to paint is they're showing me that you're going to paint. I don't know if you're going to paint souls around people or soul impressions or the impressions you get from this from soul, but I see, like, I don't know if you're actually going to do, like, when you see a spirit, and, you know, if you're sitting there talking to somebody, you're going to actually draw that spirit, but I feel like they're telling me soul imprints, soul prints, and I don't know what that means to you. Yeah, so I love that. And so when you start, I see that you're going to have colors around that soul print. Maybe I can already see one. One looks like it's got blue, dark purple, and a green, and it's kind of surrounding whatever you're drawing. And I think that you're going to end up being a really, really good. It's going to be a niche that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, and also bringing in gifts from a previous life where I sing and play the piano in galactic languages. It's like I'm connected to my ancient part of myself where I was a musician in another life.
And love
bringing
that.
In healing energy that way, too.
Cool.
How old are you, Ibitar?
61.
Cool.
I'm hearing 64 is going to be a phenomenal spiritual awakening year for you.
Listen, Ibitar, if you end up in the ethers and you keep coming down and back, you need to grab me because I want to get up there too. So you need to take me with you, girlfriend, because I just see you going, woo, oh, my goodness, all the way up there and coming all the way back.
Like you're the anchoring time.
Oh, no, I'm going up for the ride, honey. I'm going up for the ride. So, you know, when you go, you make sure that you come get me. So, Ibitar, we are so happy to have you. I mean, we love light workers. We always, always appreciate everybody's gifts. And we love when other people tell our listeners, our chatters, and our callers about their gifts. Because we had a caller, and I'll tell them after you called. Her name was Sandra55. She's a healer. And she has some quite interesting ways of healing. And so, and I would have never known that unless she called in just like you. So, you know, we love to hear everything about what you're doing. And if we can help you, let us know.
Yes, I would like to, because you know, the reason why I was so happy because when I listened to all the gifts that you guys expressed that you have, I said, wow, I'm right at home because, you know, all these things, the things that I consciously knew about and the things that I didn't consciously know about, it's like, all these gifts are accelerating. It's like, you know, my connection to nature, to birds, to just to everything, and I can see how all these gifts are coming forth. So if you could go into the Akashic Records and see how, you know, whatever comes forth, and I've been doing a lot of healing and energy work on myself as well as others doing, you know, healing work on me and doing, you know, like past life regressions and soul ancestral healing. So I've really been preparing myself for this work.
Well, I got to tell you something, Ibitar, and then the question I'll ask you is, did you ever have your Akashic records open? And if you didn't, is that what you're calling for? But before I say that, because I know, then Susan will, like, chime in, and then I'm never going to get a word in edgewise. But here's what I want to This is what I want to tell you about the birds. Don't do the birds. I got to tell you why. And I stopped talking about the birds, but I thought, don't do the birds, because I decided that I saw cardinals, and the cardinals was my dad, and I know it is my dad and mom. They're my signs. And so I started feeding them. Oh, my gosh. I have a million cardinals now, which I love. But with the cardinals came those squirrels, and they keep bugging the crap out of me. And now I got to pick the food, take the food, and do this. 600 types of the squirrels won't get in. The squirrels keep going in, and it bugs me to death. The birds can't eat. Then I left for 3 weeks. They looked like they had been through the war. It looked like somebody tore them apart. And then they wait for me to give them their food. So be careful when you feed the birds. That's all I have to tell you.
Okay.
Don't listen to her. I keep on telling her that she just doesn't have the right bird feeder. She's just...
I have tried, and I do not want to feed the squirrels. And then this morning, now I have a family of raccoons that come up and look for it. And I mean little tiny raccoons, so you can't, like, get mad at them. And then my dog encountered a raccoon this morning on my porch. So just leave the birds alone. They can find their own seeds. But just be nice and pretty.
What are you pushing for? Why?
I don't know. You know, Leslie, I think she either gave me a blessing or a curse, which isn't a curse. It's always a blessing. But Leslie said to me, I don't know if you remember the reading online, when one time she said, Bonnie, or maybe she didn't do it online. She said, Bonnie, you are going to have you can't sell that house. Because you're going to have the menagerie of animals out your back, like weird things. And so I thought to myself, what could be weird in Florida? A snake? I mean, come on. And I have had everything. I've had raccoons. Probably a black bear took my garbage off the side. I've had blue jays the size of me. I've had squirrels that just won't stop. I've had everything in their mother in this house, and I'm ready to give it all up. So, okay. What can we do for you, Avatar, today?
Okay, so with the art, I want to know, because I was born in Chicago, and I had gone to Chicago, and I haven't lived there since I was 17. But this last time I was there, the connection, it was just where I stayed, where my niece just bought a house. I was so drawn to the area, and I think it may have something to do with my career, expanding it.
You know, I gotta tell you, and then I know Susan's. I can hear her breath. They go, okay. I gotta tell you, but Susan, I am gonna let you say anything. You know, I always feel that's what we were gonna talk about today, and I love you, sister, very much. But we were gonna talk about. When we're drawn to things and we don't understand why, it's really a karmic. It's your higher self, right, Susan, telling you that there's something.
Right, that's exactly what we were going to talk about today. Yeah,
what you
brought up.
Yeah, so Susan, say something on that. So now I'll give you a few minutes.
See, you are in kind of the closing years of Cry on Return, which is full circle, coming back and closure, and that's why you're feeling that draw towards Chicago. And what I'm feeling is that I think that energy would be very good for you, and it's a pull and it's a draw that probably won't go away. And somehow, some way, it's probably going to draw you back there, because what you've done is that you've hit a karmic remembrance and a karmic fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you can get there? Because some people, like, you know, Susan, I mean, like, if you said that to me, I mean, I would be, you know, like, you know, I'm assuming that you can get back there. I because some people can't, you know, maybe you could visit there, but you might not be able to live there. But I kind of feel like, and I'm right there with Susan, I kind of feel like you are going to be drawn to live back there. Do you have the availability to do that?
Well, what I was getting spiritually, you know, like in my intuition, because this book that I'm going to write, I felt like that once it was published, I was going to be drawn there to like do start teaching, and so mm-hmm. when I went to visit my niece, because you know I've been getting all these visions about this. And so when I visited my niece and I saw where she lives, I just loved it. I just loved that area. And I said, wow, I love to get me a second home here, like a summer home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to come and work. And then I started getting all these other creative ideas that I've been having about a couple of other things. And one is in addition to, you know, like I felt like the book is going to open up doors for me to teach, but, you know, I'm not one that wants to really fly all over the United States. I have this idea about, you know, creating my own way of you know, doing these shows through the, social media. And I had those ideas, and I said, well, you know, Chicago, the person that I really want to set this up, he lives in Chicago. And the other creative
wow.
idea I had, and I talked to my brother's brother-in-law about, you know, building a studio. He lives in Illinois. So I've been getting all this.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. When all of a sudden it's just those signs, those karmic signs start coming up.
Do you know what's really crazy? Because I see, and I see the property. I see, like, I mean, it's either a painting that they're showing me or it's the exact property. But it's really weird because I see a small house and it's got a lot of land around it, but the grass or whatever is pretty high up. It's not, you know, I mean, it's not low, like cut and manicured, but it's got a lake behind it. Do you know any property that has the lake behind it? It looks like it has, I'm going to say, I won't say it's farmhouse because there's no more farms, kind of like, but it's kind of like a little A-frame, and it looks like a big, and it's very serene. I don't see any neighbors around it.
You know what? I haven't seen this with my physical eyes, but my whole body is going. I got goosebumps from head inside to toe.
Oh, you're clelling. That's what they call clelling. That's what when that happens, they call that a universal truce.
Yeah. So you need to look for that property. I feel like it's real serene, and I think that you can have workshops. That's what you're looking for. The word is workshops, I think. They keep showing me workshops. And then what happens is, you know, you can have, I'm seeing 4 to 5 people there, and you can have classes and workshops. It is going to be kind of a drive to get there is what I'm seeing. But it's, but I think that you will be able to pull this off because whatever you're going to teach or show, I think that you are, it's more going to be a retreat, like a retreat with
yeah.
That's
exactly, that's the energy I was trying to put my finger on.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you steer yourself towards that path, I think it's going to be really, really, it's going to open up and unfold for you.
Right, that's in relationship, the workshop is in relationship to the book.
Yeah, whatever, I don't see what it is, it just said the word workshop, and then I could see, you know, that it's not right there in the city, so it's not going to be something that people are going to come to you in a big glass building, so I do see that it's real serene, and it's, you know, it's a retreat more. And I don't see like 20 or 30 people taking this class. I see at any one given time, 4 to 5, 4 to 6. And you are, and I believe that it's going to be a hands-on thing for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope, Ibitar, that we've given you some, you know, suggestions today. I do have to move on only. I hate to say that because our shows are cut for the month of September, and I want to be able to get a few more people on before we have
Thank
to say goodbye.
So,
Listen, call back.
Yeah, and keep us posted.
Yeah, let us know. We're all about retreats. Okay. Have a great day, Avatar, and so good luck, honey. We love light workers, and we love you exhibit your gift.
Yeah, and you, like I said, 64 is going to be a banner year for you. So I think what you're talking about here is that this is like a build-up to that time when these ideas that you have in your mind and in your heart is probably you're going to see it when it comes to all it comes to fruition.
Okay. I love that. Send us your first flyer.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, you know what? We have such Susan. We have such talented people on.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, I'm in awe of everybody that comes on, that we talk to, that we chat with. And, you know, again, we want to shout out to chat and tell you how much we love you and we so appreciate you, and to our callers and our listeners. And we are going to take Mary Lou Who. Mary Lou Who, you are on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, Bonnie and Susan. I was really interested. I'm really interested in having my Akashic records opened.
Oh, Mary Lou. Wait, I got to sing a song. Hey, Mary Lou. There's a song they keep playing in my head. Hey, Mary Lou. Something hard. What?
Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Somebody's singing that to you, girlfriend, from above, because I don't even know the words, but I can hear the music, and they're all dressed in those 50 outfits, and it's going.
I know who's singing. Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson sang the song. That's how old that song is.
Well, honey, I'm so glad my song guide got to bring it to me, and you know what, Mary Lou? I'm going to look up the words, and the next Monday, I'm going to sing it for you.
Oh, good God.
And you know what? Susan's going to be so happy because she gets to be on when I sing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's like I live
sister,
for it.
Sister,
yes,
I know you.
Yes,
me. Okay, go ahead.
Mary Lou, hi. First question I want to ask you is how old you are?
51.
5'1"?
Yes.
Okay, you are just at the beginning of Cryon Return Soul Window, which is the redo, reset, rethink, let go, try out new, reevaluate, and probably the last year or two has been a sense of that you've been feeling a kind of a rumbling of identity. So you're just at the beginning of it. It doesn't look like that you have a really big Cryon Return Soul Window. So which is fortunate because I mean it can really rock and roll your life. Probably about another 7 or 8 years, which is a short. Cryon Soul Window, because some people, when they hit Cryon Soul Window, I mean, it can go on for like 20 years. So it just all depends on the choices that you make, and then you extend it forward. So you're right at that point where it's just you're kind of, just newly questioning, new situations have come up, new thoughts. So, okay, what do you do for a career?
I'm a photographer.
Okay, have you done that your whole life?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of photography do you do?
I do people on location for commercial media.
Okay.
Why do they keep playing Hey Mary Lou, Goodbye Heart? Is there a line in there that says Goodbye Heart?
Yes.
Thanks. Yes, I think so.
Oh my goodness. Are you having heart issues? like love issues? Because they just keep playing this over and over and over and over and over again in my head. And I just don't know if they mean that, you know, that you're in love or you're not in love or you need a love. But whatever it is, that goodbye heart means to me it's a message.
Someone should call for me.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
No, I'm telling you, it's that, and I feel like you've had your heart like goodbye. I don't want it anyway. Like that kind of, they're showing me that, which means that you've been kind of jilted a little bit, but not jilted in you, but jilted in how you feel about relationships. But they just keep playing that line, honey. So I'll keep at it and see what else they give me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what I'm picking up is that it's just kind of not that important to you. But so sorry, too bad. Someone's going to come into your life anyway. So we'll just move on here. What do you consider your gifts?
I am good at art. So the photography.
So you're creative, okay.
Mm-hmm. Introspective.
And what was that last one?
Well, she didn't say it, I did.
Oh, okay. Stay out of her Akashic records. Please, let her do her own Akashic records. What other gifts? Creative?
I'm a creative and I'm a humanitarian.
Okay. When you say humanitarian, what do you mean by that?
I look out for humanity.
Okay, so you have a caring for your fellow human being.
Yes.
Okay.
Lord of the people. They keep giving me words. I'm sorry.
Just sing your song. Okay.
Hey, Mary Lou. Yeah.
Goodbye. To yourself. Okay. So, and what is it that you like the most about yourself?
I don't know. I'm nice. How's that?
Oh, that's so sweet, Mary Lou. That is so sweet.
Too nice.
I don't like coming up with things about myself. It would be so much easier if you could just ask me these questions about other people.
Introspective.
That's what I said.
Remember the word came up? Introspective. Good word, Bonnie. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Being a photographer is a good way to live your life that way. Okay. Interesting. When the book opened, what happened is it smoke came out of it, movie effect. You know how they make those spooky, smoky things like that? Okay.
Sure is.
And be quiet. I'm just finished this.
I'm so sorry. Today is a bad day. I'm really sorry.
Distracting. I can't think.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I have to figure this out.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that this smoky shroud, it's like from the old 30s movies, you know, when they do that, you know, special effect when they walk in the, Humphrey Bogart, you know, and they were walking in the fog kind of thing. And how I'm going to interpret that, okay, is that your Akashic record is kind of shrouded in mystery, right? It is it's something that you kind of don't want to look at. You don't want to go too deeply into it, and so it's like there's a mist over your book. All right, the first part were your tools, okay? They're showing me a big Egyptian eye, okay?
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, and it's like the Isis, okay? The Eye of Isis. That's your tool, okay? And so that is a creative way that you look at the world. You see everything. You don't miss anything, okay? You feel things and then you see it, or you see it and then you feel it. The foundation, that's your tools, is that to bring to the world, okay, what people miss, what they, you know, you can, you know, how people can be looking at something and they don't see. I mean, you know, how often do people say, I'm invisible to you, okay, which is part of your life path, okay, is that in this life path, it's like you've chosen a career that makes you invisible, okay, but yet your tools, okay, is to open your eyes and open other people's eyes to see what is hidden, to see what is not obvious, okay? And you do that in every area of your life, okay? The foundations that you came that you have come in here, and especially I think where the Egyptian eye is, that that's probably one of the lifetimes that we're talking about here, is that literally the energy of being invisible, okay? That you were, I actually see you being part of slave workers building the pyramids in the Egypt, invisible workforce, okay? Of tribal that are unseen and not noted, of being born into families where you're the middle child and invisible, okay? And what you have learned how to do in this lifetime and is to take that invisibility and to make it work for you, okay? But what your soul is trying to learn how to do in this lifetime is to make yourself known, make yourself seen. That's when I said you. One thing that you like most about yourself is that you're a nice person, okay? But there's, because of this invisibility foundation that you have, is that sometimes you sacrifice your own well-being in order to put someone before you. And this is what your whole life journey is about, is to take it out of the smoke, take it out, to become seen, to become, hear me, hear what I say, see what I'm showing you. The intuitiveness is that you are such a flipping, strong, empathic, it's ridiculous, okay? You know, I mean, it's like, it's almost like if a bumblebee's out there in the garden and it bumps into a tree, you go, ouch! You know, I mean, amazing. I mean, I'm an empathic, but what I pick up on you is like, it is beyond, okay? So the whole idea of being behind a camera is what protects you from being connected to literally everyone and everything's energy. So it's a defense that you created for yourself so that you could become visible. It's how they're showing it. It's like there was a movie with Val Kilmer one time.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Before he got fat. I know. Such a shame. It's like he was blind, and then he had an operation and got his sight back. And the first time that he was exposed to the sun and the life circumstances and the colors and everything, it was just overwhelming. He couldn't deal with it. Okay, and this is kind of what this life is for you at this now, is that your whole life has been an explosion of sensory, and you're trying to become visible, not only to yourself, but to to the world and your soul family. So I mean, it's a beautiful path, and very brave of you, by the way, because when I saw that smoke come out, I mean, it literally, it's like coming out of the blindness and saying, you know, I want to be visible. I want to be seen.
Okay. Is the Kraken loose?
Not quite. One more. Okay. Mary Lou, before we release the Kraken, do you have any questions or any comments?
I wanted to reflect back to you that I've said to people that are close to me that I feel invisible. I am very, very invisible. And one of the projects I'm working on is with the homeless to make invisible people visible.
That falls right in line with your life path, with your life journey.
And I'm in a career where everybody that owns a camera thinks they're a friggin' photographer. So, and in a town where I'm working on, you know, I've worked on the board of commercial photographers. There's endless amounts of commercial photographers that show up every day, and I'm thinking, where the heck did they come from?
Yeah, I mean, look at Instagram. I mean, you can be an overnight sensation just by Instagram.
I know. I tried to be, and I don't get it. I mean, I really believed that I was going to be an overnight success, and I still believe that. So I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen to me, and I'm not going to be invisible.
Well, I hope the information that I gave you, made things clearer about how you kind of let your life unfold. It's a very brave path to do, and you know, you've come in with some interesting tools
that
you kind of ease yourself into. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here's my big question: do the things that I'm working on pan out?
They matter. They matter. I'm here. You know, they matter. So if they matter, who do you want it to pan out to? Because see, it is, if it matters and one person gets seen that hasn't, or you've made a difference in someone's life, that it may be none of us will know. Who do you, you know, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it matters. So if it matters, then you are a success.
No, I mean, it matters if I can complete the project. If I don't get funding, the projects don't get done. I just spent a lifetime spinning my wheels.
Oh, no. I don't think spirit will let that happen.
No.
No. Yeah.
Spinning the wheels. No. Everything that you're doing, everything that you've done in the past, everything that you're going to do is all about you being visible to yourself, of you being becoming more aware of what other people do too. I mean, and so all of it is about visibility, all of it. Yeah.
They're not going to let you. Spirit is not going to. You wrote this journey, as Susan will tell you, for yourself, and you didn't write failure.
I sure did.
you wrote that your soul needed something, and you will absolutely get it because it's absolutely vital that you do.
This year I've been applying for everything I can possibly apply for, and I'm slowly watching denied, rejected. And it seems to me, law of averages, I should be able to break through somewhere.
Oh, you will.
Well.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, I'm hearing 52 is going to be a very, very good year for you. Very good year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, Mary Lou, my first thing, besides goodbye heart, is what they were kept showing me and throwing out the heart. When she said smoke, and I wasn't kidding when I said smoke and mirrors. And what I mean by smoke and mirrors is kind of like the same thing. You put out an aura that that is what you need to be seen. But really, there's other things that are much more about you that people don't see, and yourself that you don't come to grips with too easily. And what I have somebody here that was talking to me the whole time in my ear, and they were saying that you're introspective, which is why I use that word. And it's not important for you, but it is for others. Now, that's not how we see it. That's how you see it. That's what they're saying, that you do this for others. Really, it's about yourself growing, but you really believe and see it through others versus yourself. And I have, you know, they have told me that you live a million lives, but not all yours. So when you look through that lens and you're looking at people's lives, and I've got spirit just telling me, yes, this is it. You actually live these people's birds, whatever you're taking pictures of, because I don't see it. I see everything. Whatever you're taking, poverty, a flower, a leaf, a person's face, you are actually absorbing that energy and that lifetime. And that's because you're looking and absorbing how to live. Because you're really living pieces of everything that you see. And that's why you didn't come in this lifetime with this big, big, you know, grandiose, like mine, you know, narcissistic, not like mine, personality. Because you are here to absorb pieces and bits and shards of everything that you experience. That's why you're so empathic. And they're showing me, it's really crazy, but they're showing me the scene from Indiana Jones, and he's got that pith hat's really important for you. He's handing me the pith hat, but it's Indiana, they're showing me, because I didn't even watch those movies, but it's the Indiana Jones and the Something of Doom, and they're showing me that you really love the adventure of what you're doing, but not. And I don't know what that means to you, but that's what they're saying to me. You really love and crave all of what you see and do, but you can't get engaged that much. So there's an older man here with me, and I don't know whether this is a grandfather, a great-grandfather, or I don't feel it's your father. So he says that you emulate him, meaning that he was just like you. Or you were just like him, actually. And what they're showing me is that they show me his hands. His hands were big hands. I don't know what they were doing, but they were kind of big. And I see the hands, and they're kind of like working hands, meaning I don't know what that means, but it doesn't – I don't think he was in a factory. I think he was in more of the outside, earth hands. And they're saying that this man, he's showing me, that he's sitting there and writing. I auto-write, so I can't always read what I'm writing. But he sits with a really, really quiet soul spirit and carries a big stick, meaning he doesn't say much. But what he does carries weight. So I don't know if you know who this is, but he's claiming.
I know exactly who it is.
Okay, so anyway, I did want to bring that to you. And oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's thanking me and saying that he's got like a reed in his mouth, like one of those grass reeds kind of thing. And he's shaking his head. So I did good by him, or actually spirit, he did good by you. So I do want you to know that he did acknowledge you. He does know, you know, that you, what you do and who you are. And that's what I bring you today.
You know, he was a janitor in a old person's home when he died. And he was so popular as the janitor, seven priests did a mass for him and hundreds of people attended.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I see his hands, and they were working hands. The really interesting thing is that, and that's what I guess he walks quietly and carries a big stick as it works, is that he really was unobtrusive and kind of like what he feels, and he's saying, you are, you emulate him, but he carries weight, and you saw that at his funeral. So, yeah, that's a cool thing. That's so cool. And I'm happy I get to see that, because I was watching it as you were talking and Susan was talking. I could see the whole scene coming. So I love that you let me in. I love that you know who he is, because when you do, they acknowledge that you know, and that's so cool to me. So I thank you for knowing who this is and letting me be part of your reading.
Wow, ladies, this is really awesome. And I can feel the energy of it, so you really made my day.
Oh, cool. Thank you. We love that. Call back. Because Monday I'm going to sing the song Mary Lou. So if you are in, I'm going to sing it anyway because I have it written down. So I will get the words because they kept playing it and 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 playing it. I just have to do it.
You know what that means, don't you?
No.
It means I'm getting a love life.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what Susan and I told you. But it's really interesting because all he made me say goodbye heart. And I kept going, oh, Mary Lou, oh, 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 oh. And then all of a sudden he's handing me this heart. And I go, goodbye what? Heart? And
that means someone's about to swoon for me.
I love that, Mary Lou. We need to be invited to the wedding. First million's ours, but that's okay. We'll share.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. You made my day.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
okay,
my goodness.
Bye. Listen. Yes. Listen to me. I know we were going to cut it off short, but we obviously didn't know that we were going to have three Akashic records in a row. So I just got a message from Kelly that Anna has called in, got kicked off a couple times, and she wants to know if we could take her.
Okay, well, I'm right now trying to cancel.
I don't know if you know, can tell, it's, I can tell who she is on the board. Area code 215.
I have it. Just give me 1 second to see if I can rearrange what we've got going on here. And I will take 215. Opening another Akashic record, Anna, won't be something we can do today. We can do it on Monday.
Yeah,
we will
can take
absolutely.
A question, but not an Akashic record. Yeah.
Okay. Anna, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Anna. Sorry about that.
Hey, Anna.
Oh, it's okay.
I mean, we get so booked. I still have more people on that'll say, oh, you took Anna. We do apologize. We have a certain amount of time that we can be on Blog Talk,
and we
apologize for that. We never know how long it'll be.
We haven't really had people asking for Akashic Records opening for a while, and today, all of a sudden, that's all we had. So, and they take time.
And so does
Spirit. Well, I'm kind of hoping that you can... I'm kind of hoping you can help me out. Since I was a little girl, I've been one of those people that see movies just go across the front of my head. And these are events that transpire within like the next 24 hours. When I was in my early 20s, towards the end of my 20s, like 25, 26, I asked God to please stop letting me see these things because I would get... They weren't always the way I thought they were going to end up. So I would just get dreams, and then I would be dreaming about events that would transpire.
Can you give us an example? You know, we don't want to rush you, Anna, and now that we're in here, now we're synced in, hook, line, and sinker, you've got us. So
yeah,
okay.
What's your question?
But wait
okay,
a minute.
I'll give you two examples.
Yeah.
Really quick, when I was in my early 20s, I would see a scene transpire in front of I'd be cooking and just looking straight out, and I would see something like somebody breaking into a bathroom window. The landlord downstairs was vacuuming, and he only vacuums when people are upstairs, and him getting hurt by the man. So what I did after I snapped out of that is I told my friend, and I had just cooked a full meal, let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's go. And he was like, but you just cooked a full meal. And I was like, we can eat it when we come back. Let's go to the movies. When we came back, sure enough, the bathroom window had been broken into. No one got hurt because the landlord only comes upstairs to clean when someone's there. But his room had gotten broken into, and they had stolen his radio, his television, and stuff like that. So when something like that happened, I understood. But what ended up happening to me as years went by, I would only see fragments. And then I would get frightened of what I would see. Like I saw something like a hospital, and I was at a hospital, and I didn't understand why. And then when it would transpire, I was actually at the hospital for a different reason. It wasn't because anybody was hurt. Well, what ended up happening to me is that my son passed. I had asked God, please stop letting me see these visions. I don't understand them. So I would get them in my dreams. I would get dreams that I could see. All of a sudden, I started feeling like something horrible was going to happen, and I would ask everybody. But everybody kept telling me, oh, it's in your head. Go to the ocean, spin around 4 times in the water, different things. Well, my son passed away. And when my son passed away, I totally gave up on everything. I just was so angry at psychics and visions and things like that because there was no warning. Nobody told me. I mean, what good is seeing things if it's not going to help you in any way whatsoever? So the reason I'm calling you is because since my son passed away, everything came fairly easy to me, very, very easy to me. I've been in sales pretty much my whole life, and I could accomplish pretty much anything that I wanted. And now everything seems to be so hard. And I was wondering why and what can I do? And I know
how old are you?
I may sound like I'm very young because in my heart, I'm about 38 years old in my heart. But because I don't go by what the world says, but the world says I'm about 51. But my heart says I'm about 38, 37.
What's your birth age?
51, I believe, I think. 58? I don't really go by that.
51. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really go by that. The industry that I'm in is pretty young industry, so I actually believe you are the age that you feel you are in your heart.
Well, I'm 16. I understand that.
Bonnie totally agrees with you, but that doesn't help me understand what soul winder you're in, okay?
Yeah.
I've
had people tell me I'm supposed to be very fortunate. July 19th. Is my birthday, 63. So I'm either 50 or 51. And
you know,
I've heard so many people. Go ahead.
Yes, really. All I hear is the word disconnected, 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 disconnected.
Yeah.
And I think. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Here's the first thing that I'm hearing is that you have been blessed. Okay. You've been given a gift that you don't want. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Bonnie will take it.
The thing is that this is kind of
your trial tribulation. All right, it is about reevaluating how you look at life in general, how you look at yourself, how you look at your spirituality. You're being stripped down, and everyone, no one gets the lamb's blood on the door. Okay, there is not one single person that I have ever that I have talked to in my clients and family or whatever that escapes what you're going through right now. And basically it is a stripping down period of your life. It'll probably last for about another year. And then what you begin to see is that you begin to see that life will begin turning around again so that things will become easier for you. But during this period of time, my suggestion for you is to reevaluate this gift that you have and understand that
it's a gift. It's a gift.
That it is a gift, and you are in control of it. You can ask how you want to receive it, what you want to receive it, and what you want to use it for.
For a very long time, I couldn't understand why I had these dreams. And then I realized, and it took me to about 2 years ago to realize it, that when I get a dream that is negative in any way whatsoever, it's because I'm supposed to send positive energy or prayers that way, because that's all I'm here to do, basically, is to pray and send positive energy to protect the person who is surrounded by this. If I'd have known that around the time that my son had passed, which was in 2009, I could have done something, but I was helpless. I was afraid of the energy and everything that was being pushed towards me, and it was so heavy, I mean so very heavy, that at the time when he did pass, I thought it was someone else that was going to get harmed. I never once thought it was going to be my son.
And the first thing is that none of it's negative.
Right.
It's not broken out negative or positive. It's just information. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You shouldn't think of it as negative or positive. But you're going to come out of this. This is about you being introspective, reevaluating, thinking about your gift. More gifts are coming. So you might as well, you know, just accept it. And what you want to do is you just want to fine-tune this gift of prophecy that you have.
Give it to me. Just say give it to Bonnie. She'll take it.
Yeah, that you're how you're comfortable with it. And because you wrote it, you created it, you asked for it. You wrote the script that you would have this gift. Now, be in command of it.
Yeah, I have to tell you something, though, Anna. I do want you to know something. It is a gift. And I wish I had it. I'll take every gift that's on the planet. And Susan keeps saying, you know, you have to be in ease and grace. Well, guess what? I'll take it from you with ease and grace. But I do have to tell you, three things have come up. One is you need to learn about your gifts. You need to learn how to harness them. You need to learn how to use them. And you need to learn how to give them. And there are people that you can look. You can look in the metaphysical area that you are. There's plenty of people that have the gift of prophecy. And if you don't, or even dream seers, you can go to any class you want. You could start talking to teachers. They're showing me that you're disconnected, that no matter what they showed you, you couldn't come to grips with it because you didn't know how. And that's the biggest problem. I hate to say this, but, you know, because I haven't been able to pick up books. Sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. You need to read. If you can't get to a class, you need to know how to accept what you have, because you did write it in there to help others. Now, your son, I don't know anyone, and I'm a nurse, who ever gets over the death of a child. A lot of people will not get over the death of their husband, wife, spouse, mother, father. But a child is the worst kind of fear and existence you can have. So I don't want to make lightly of that. I don't want you to feel that you could have stopped it, because you really couldn't have. Mm. This is
something I had to come to grips with.
Yeah, the guilt. Go ahead.
What I did was I fasted for 40 days, and I just gave myself over to a higher power for 40 days. I did that because I needed to know that the rest of my children would be okay.
Can I interrupt you? Okay.
Sure.
Here's something that you have to completely embrace, and this is what this time is for, is that you cannot control this.
Yeah.
I don't
care how much you fast, how much you pray, how much you don't do or anything. A journey, a soul's journey is written the way that it is. Yours is about surrender and acceptance. It's not about ritual. It's not about fasting. It's not about
not about turning in the ocean three times. I don't even want to hear that because it's really about, don't blame that on the psychics and mediums because if they told you to do it and you listened, I got to tell you something, sister. It's not a pretty sight.
Sitting on your head naked in the sun and nothing ever bad will happen. You know,
now,
I mean, that's the whole gypsy concept of it, like, you know, pay me $600, I'll burn a candle and do a talisman, and, you know, your love will come back to
Well,
you.
Regardless of what they told me, I didn't do any of those things. Just went to the ocean this year, and my son had passed away 5 years ago. But one of the reasons that I called you is what can I do to get back to the way that I was? I was carefree, happy. Everything came easy to me. I pretty much didn't have to work as hard as I do to accomplish goals. Now everything seems...
Surrender and acceptance. I keep on hearing. I can't get past that. It's like you don't have to do anything. You just have to be. Just accept the way things are. It's going. This is trial and tribulation for you to learn how to surrender and accept
and use your gifts. Because
I know that you guys are not doing the quiche. Can I call in like next time and possibly you can do that for me? The quiche records.
Yeah, you can call in, call Monday or Tuesday, and we'll open your Akashic records, Anna. I mean, that's not going to be a problem because we now have about 9 minutes, so we're on here anyway.
Okay, and you don't think that any of that has to do with what I'm going through or my future? Is my future good?
Yeah.
Oh, your future's going to be fine. You basically wrote a pretty charmed life. It's just that no one escapes this, darling. No one.
Yeah. And, you know, when we have loss, you know, when there's a loss in our life, we have to look at what we're gaining. And never a child will you gain anything except the knowledge of love and the knowledge that you loved and they loved, whatever your relationship was. And that's what you take away from that instance, because there is no explanation of the loss of a child, none.
Yeah, and the blessing that you got to experience it. I mean, it's just, this is all a dream to the soul. This is all a dream. And the easier that you do life, the easier you move through the trials and tribulations that you wrote for yourself. And you did write this for yourself, this whole little chapter.
Yeah.
Did I? I know I asked for it because I had asked God to see the future. I wanted to know what my future held, and I remember asking for
God
that.
He doesn't show me. I mean, I've asked God to show me and the universe.
Meditate
to show
on
me.
It,
honey. I do. I'm only kidding you. I do, but I am telling you, not everybody has the same gifts. They see it differently. But you know, I keep hearing the word disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. And what you have
to
do.
So how do I connect?
Well, you can't really connect till you're disconnected. You have to disconnect from the message to be able to receive what you need to do.
Yeah.
If you are in
you know what you have? You have squirming puppy syndrome. You know what that is? That's what I tell my clients when they are trying too hard, and inevitably what happens is that puppy turns around and bites you for the freedom. So what this is about, surrender and acceptance.
And the thing is that and knowledge, you've got to start learning what your gifts are, how to use them. Other people with gifts of prophecy, you know, Nostradamus had the gift of prophecy. Start reading about people who do have it, how they use it, how they dissipate it, and how they tell it, because that's
Yeah, and how they lived with it, and how, you know, and how they, and basically, you have to remember that you're in charge of it, okay? But you can't be in control of it, okay?
Yeah.
There's a difference. It's like you're the one that says, "I have this gift, but I want to use this gift like this," okay? But you cannot control how the gift comes to you.
Yeah, that's true. You can't.
Yeah. So, you know, Anna, you know, we love everybody's gift. My daughter has the gift of prophecy. She doesn't like looking at it, though. And the thing is that if you don't look at it, there'll be a time in your life, which you've just seen, that you don't have the choice but to look at it. And I used to say it's a good, you know, I used to say either you can go easy or you can go hard. One way or the other, you're going to get there. It's just whether you want to experience it the hard way, meaning you deny it, and then crash, or you're scared of it and you can't, you know, get rid of it and you crash because you're meant to have it in this earth plane, or you go easy, like from an easy age, you know, you did it, you learned how, you then wrote, you know, you told prophecy, you helped people. And the thing is that we write our parts in this lifetime. So the lessons that you learn from what just happened to you have to be taken forward, and just don't stumble around thinking that there's nothing you can do, Anna. There's a lot you can do. You can learn about your gifts. You can talk about your gifts. You can actually use your gifts. And but you have to, again, be dissociated from them, meaning that if you are going to tell somebody you just saw an avalanche and their car just went under it, you have to know how to give that message. So there's a lot to learn about what you need to do. And I think you will be less afraid the more you understand how, one, to give a message, when and how, and two, what kind of messages and how you relate to those messages. So I really, really, I'm hearing that you need to either read or take classes, and don't stop. And I think the more classes or the more reading that you can do, I hate to say this, the less afraid you're going to be, and the more you'll set up a plan of how you need to move on in the future. Because like Susan said, she sees more gifts coming, and more gifts on top of what you've got and what you've done will not help anybody, will not help you.
No,
if you do not understand how to harness them, use them, love them, adore them, and give them. So do me a favor and promise me that you're going to start reading or looking for classes.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay, well,
I've got to tell you,
you're very welcome. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to say goodbye. And please give us a call back Monday or Tuesday, and Susan will and I will open your Akashic records.
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
Bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Well, Susan, we did the 3 hours. I mean, the 2 hours. Oh, my God, we could do three. I know we have so many callers on, and I want to thank everybody. Thank you. We will be back on Monday and Tuesday. Hopefully,
yes,
Mercury will be out of my sector for communication and this quick, I don't even know what to tell you, the quick energy will just start to
maybe,
to
like, maybe everything will work.
Yeah, like maybe everything will work, Kelly. So here I am blaming someone else. So you know me, I'm going to defer right to that. And I think that spirit actually is trying to teach me really quickly how to be responsible for my show and myself. And I love you, spirit, but please bring back Kelly and bring back the mechanics of this show, because I'm just going to pull my little hair out. So,
I know.
Anyway, I love everyone. I love you, Susan. Thank you all for being with us. You know we can't rock this show without you. Thank you for enjoying us and giving you all.
And thanks, everybody in chat.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll see you next Monday.
Bye. Love everyone. Bye, guys. We'll talk to you soon. And please give us a call and like us on Blog Talk. And if anybody knows Sirius Radio, let them listen. All right. Thank you. Bye.